Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this program, we try to learn how we could be like the Prophet, how we can imitate him and walk in his path. In the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, in trying to bring Islam to this world, and trying to create a sense of morality within people, he done it by an example. So first, people observed the Prophet as a person, as a human being, before looking at him as a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the methods that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used in order to bring people to Islam, it was his leniency and his forgiveness. Two traits that we need the most these days in our lives. Especially when we deal with our family members, when we deal with our spouses, our kids, relatives, friends, and strangers. Especially now when the world is hostile to us as Muslims. How should we react? Should we just take our guns and start shooting? Should we just burn things up? Or should we adopt the method of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, when he talks to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he says to him, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you were hard-hearted, then people would have left you. Because as human beings, no matter how true your message is, no matter how perfect the point and the opinion that you hold, if you do it in a way where you're angry, you're harsh and hard-hearted, I will never listen to you. And most people actually avoid coming towards Islam because we have many of those who preach the message of Islam, they're very harsh with people. They're always pointing fingers. They're always threatening people with hellfire. They're using strong tone. And people say, you know what? You know, no thanks. I'm not interested. I actually don't want to listen. And even scientifically, or at least from a psychological perspective, that when you use a harsh tone, a person, the opposite person, becomes in a defensive mood or mode, and he doesn't listen anymore. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, don't be harsh to them. Don't use harshness. Be lenient. Be forgiving. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to use with his companions. And Allah says when he comes to the mu'mineen, he says, رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. When it comes between them, they are even extra merciful to one another. So brothers and sisters, we deal with human beings. We don't deal with rocks. And especially when we want people to come towards Islam, even with our fellow Muslims, because some of the Muslims, they have diverted and took a U-turn from Islam. To attract them back to the real Islam is by adopting that method. Sometimes you see a friend, a family member who's doing haram, who's not on the right track. And the way we deal with them is based on trying to make them feel bad, trying to threaten them, trying to, outcast them. That's not the message of Islam. This is not the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. This is not the uswa hasana that Allah talks about, the good example. So me and you, we need to be lenient and forgiving. Let us take a break and then we will come back.
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Again, we are trying to see how we can benefit from the personality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam by imitating him, by doing what he did, by using him as an example. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam dealt with people, he would always refute bad with good. And this is something that we need today, that when people become bad and hostile to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would use an approach and a method where people do not expect. For example, Allah says in the Quran in chapter Fussilat, verse 34, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ, a good deed and a bad deed, they are never equal. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, push and refute with that which is better. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ, then what comes to he who you and him have animosity, كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ, he becomes like a very close friend, a very close companion. Why? Because of the method that he used. We see in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, many people who made it their mission in life to cause the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam harm. Yet in return, you see how he dealt with them was completely the opposite. The classical story that we have of the person or the lady who used to throw rubbish every time she sees the Prophet at him, and the Prophet would smile and he doesn't say anything, and he would walk away and he would, you know, wipe himself out and he cleans himself and doesn't say anything. And that was a reoccurring event. Until one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he walked past that house and the lady wasn't there. So he naturally asked, where is that lady? They said to him, Ya Rasulullah, she's sick. He said, well, let us go give her a visit. So he came to the lady, he said to her, what seems to be the problem? You're sick, if we can help you, give you medicine, take care of you, and what have you. That lady wasn't expecting such a response from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, because she was like, well, all I've been doing is hurting you, all I have been doing is harming you, all I have been doing is trying to cause you pain. But the Prophet says, well, that's you, but me is different. And that was a reason for her to turn and make a change. And then you see the friendship between her and the Prophet became a close relationship. Me and you, when it comes to people who hurt us, sometimes people hurt me with their words. Sometimes people hurt me with their actions. Sometimes people, I don't know, backbite me or what have you. I mean, how should I approach it? Should we use a method of trying to say, well, this person is bad and he done this to me, therefore I need to seek some sort of revenge on him? Or should I say, no, let me be like my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and forgive them and do the opposite. If you hear someone saying bad things about you, you have to say good things about them. If someone says to you, well, fulan said bad things, you say, well, I love that person, he's a really good person. Change the equation. When someone swears at you, smile in his face and thank him and be gentle with him and kind with him. And then you see that this person will change. But facing force with force will always have a different impact and different direction. So we want to have an impact on people that makes them change, just like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalid.